I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. When music is written for piano four hands, those four hands don't belong to the piano. They belong to two people sitting down to play one keyboard. Before there were CDs, stereos, or even wind-up Victrolas, if you wanted to listen to music, you had to make it yourself. So people learned to play instruments, especially the piano. A piano lets you play a lot of notes and more than one melody line at the same time. One piano can sound like a whole orchestra. With two people playing, you get twice as many notes and twice as much bang for your buck. Well, okay, you don't want to bang the piano, and in Europe, where most of the piano four hands music comes from, you don't pay with bucks. But two people sitting next to each other on a piano bench was also good for flirting, which sold a lot of music. So publishers encouraged composers to write for piano four hands. Johannes Brahms wrote his famous Hungarian dances for piano four hands, and they sold like hotcakes. When Czech composer Antonín Dvořák saw what a huge success Brahms had with the Hungarian dances, he wrote some Slavonic dances. Dvořák was Czech, and his four-handed pieces were based on Czech sounds. But the most famous music by Moritz Moszkowski, a German composer with a Polish background, is a set of Spanish dances. A lot of music for piano four hands was written for amateurs, people who made music just for the love of it. But some was for professionals. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was a terrific pianist, and so was his sister, Nannerl. Mozart wrote pieces for the two of them to play on concerts. Another composer who was also a brilliant pianist wrote music to perform with a fellow student at the Moscow Conservatory. You've got to be pretty good to tackle the Russian Rhapsody by Sergei Rachmaninoff. French composers got into the act, too. Georges Bizet illustrated a whole set of children's games with one piano, four hands. Claude Debussy spent a couple of summers working for a wealthy Russian widow, Nadezhda von Meck, the woman who was Tchaikovsky's patroness. One of Debussy's duties was to teach the von Meck children, and another was to play four-hand piano music with their mother. American composers also wrote for two pairs of hands at a single keyboard. Aaron Copland and Leonard Bernstein's hands were the four that first performed Copland's tribute to the Cuban dance music he heard in Havana. One piano, two people, music for piano, four hands. The most famous piece for piano, four hands by Franz Schubert is his first military march, which he called by the French name Marche Militaire. Even though Schubert called his march military, it's not really a marching march. I mean, you can march to it, but it wasn't originally meant for marching. Next week on Classics for Kids, other marches that were written for non-parade purposes. I'm Naomi Lewin. I hope you can join me then for more Classics for Kids.